Hey, Clay Walker, how are you?
Hey, Big Zach, I'm good.
Thanks for getting up early. Are you up early, or what is your life like now? Are you like a noon sleeper, or what do you do?
No, I'm an early riser most of the time. I'm up much by 6:30 in the morning.
Really? On purpose?
Yeah, you know, unless the guys keep me up late.
A little bit of that going on. Yeah.
If I can be so bold, I know I'm not the only one that says this, but I think you are one of the greatest vocalists that has ever been in country music, man. You know, I have loved your stuff forever and ever, everything you've ever done. In fact, I can't sing a note to save my life.
No, he cannot.
It makes dogs and cats ears bleed.
Now, Beth, you need to be a little more charitable than that.
I've heard the man.
Yeah. But, man, I will tell you, I have tried like crazy to sing, and you're always the one that I wanted to sing like if I could. Like, you're Where Do I Fit in the Picture? Dude, I'm going to tell you, that is probably my favorite song that you've ever done. I used to live near a battlefield, and during the day, like while regular people were at work, I would take my guitar out there, lean up against a tree, and play that song and try to sing it with as much passion as you do. Where do you muster that kind of passion? I mean, where does the emotion come from? That song is so full of emotion.
It is.
A broken heart.
I want to be happy, but I want to be sad at the same time. I don't know.
No, that song in particular, you know, I don't really do it, you know, that much in concert. Maybe once every 5 or 10 years. I don't know. I just, it comes from a deep place. That song does in particular, and I think it shows up in my voice. But, you know, that's one of the greatest compliments I've ever gotten. And right after I had recorded that first album with Where Do I Fit in the Picture on it, no, I'd always looked up to Mark Chestnut. He was a bit older than me, maybe 6 or 7 years, and we went through the same school system in Beaumont, Texas, and so, you know, he was real popular around the clubs whenever I was growing up, and my dad would take me out to see him because I was too young to get in, and I just thought he was such a great singer, and I think I listened to a lot of the same records that he listened to, you know, like Doris Jones or Waylon Jennings and Haggard and stuff, and so we had some of the same influences. And one day he walked up to me right after my first record had come out, after the first album, and Mark knew who I was. I mean, we weren't strangers, but we weren't great friends either. And he said, man, he goes, I love your new album. He said, it sounds like stuff I would have recorded. And it was really it was a moment where I felt that gentle acceptance, you know, and it's like when you said that kind of came flooding back to me as you said it. So, Big Zach, I really appreciate that. And, you know, contrary to what Beth is saying, you know, I'm sure it's very A-tune in some kind of bucket. It might have to be a pretty big bucket.
You know, well, we are in Texas and everything's bigger, so, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it looks like you finally made the front page. But where do I fit in the picture?
How do you keep these songs fresh? I mean, there's a couple ways to look at it. You know, one, you have to keep it fresh for yourself because you're doing them every night, so you have to keep them kind of interesting. You have to change them up a little bit, you know, so that they're interesting and fresh for fans as well. But on the other hand, you want to keep them, you know, somewhat familiar so that when you're doing them live, people can still sing along with them. So how do you find that balance?
Well, those are great questions. First of all, I try my best to do every song just like the record. And that's, you know, the band members, to the way I sing it, everything, because people have a memory with that song. And, man, they know every nuance of it. You know, if you change something, they're going to know it. It's like a book. Know that someone's read, and then you change a particular scene, and they're like, "No, that's not the way it goes."
Yeah.
So I'm pretty conscientious about that. As far as keeping songs fresh, I can tell you both this, you know, in all sincerity, every night is a different night for me, and I get so excited to get on stage. It is, you know, I was in Houston the other night. We're doing a Christmas party, and I was stepping off the bus, and just as I started to step off the bus, chills went all over my body. And I just said, all the way up my spine to my scalp. And that's how you know that you're doing what you were born to do.
Wow.
Now, I understand, you know, that if you're a radio person and you're getting up at 4 in the morning, that might not still might not be there yet. You know, you have to get that third and fourth cup of coffee. But for me, that excitement is there each and every night. And I think that really comes across. Do I ever get bored singing? Never. And I'm always striving to be a better singer. And there's no such thing as perfect. And that's the one thing that keeps me coming back every night is that, you know, my son was taking a piano lesson and he played this piano lesson, he played this song perfect. He flubbed one note and I could tell that it upset him, and I walked into the room. His teacher was in there and I said, William, I said, there is no such thing as perfect. I said, no one's ever played or sang a song perfect. I said, what happens is, I said, the masters get great at disguising their mistakes. And the piano teacher said, your dad is exactly right.
Wow.
So
brilliant.
That challenge, now have I been 99%? Oh yeah, many times. and I try to achieve it every single song. And so the challenge is there. And so that way it's never boring, but I always feel those songs too. You know, it's not a robotic methodology for me singing. I want to make good tone. I want to sound great. But more than anything, I want to move somebody in that audience that night, because I've been moved by those songs, and I want them to continue living and continue touching people.
So if you're in the you're in the middle of a concert, and say somewhere towards the beginning or maybe even in the middle, if something goes wrong, whether, you know, some beats are missed, or, you know, you hit a wrong note or whatever happens, something goes wrong, is it like a seed that goes in your head and it just festers the whole night and the rest of the night is shot in your brain? Or are you able to, like, move past it and kind of forget about it?
Well, again, are you sure you're not a professional musician? I mean, these are excellent questions, and, you know, I'm enjoying answering them. That one in particular is something I have gotten way better at than early on in my career. When I was really, really new at it, everything bothered me because I was such a perfectionist. And that's why I told William about the 99% thing. And it can happen to you. It can grow, especially if it's something that has happened more than once or twice in the last month or so, you know. And you have to realize that in music, it's gone. Not something that'll come back. It's a mistake that is gone, and so that one's gone. You got to release it, let it go forever. And the other one is, even when you do something good, that one's gone too. So you got to be ready to do the next one.
Yeah. Well, I would imagine fans are probably super forgiving when anything happens. You know, it's part of the excitement of a live show. And they always say things about that, like for people who are performing on Broadway, it's just like, you know, it's the excitement of, you know, can we get through it? And you never really have that chance to just kind of like get on autopilot and just kind of like coast through it. You always have to be on point. Your senses are on hyper overdrive the whole way through, I would imagine.
Well, that's the thing that most entertainers that are starting out, even some of the ones that have been around a while, it always kind of is amusing to me that they don't understand the probably the biggest thing that an entertainer has going for them at any point in time is the fact that the audience is already supporting you before you ever take the stage. They already want you to win. They are your cheerleaders. They're already there. You know, they're not sitting there going, I can't wait for him to make a mistake so I can boo him. You know, they're pumped up. They've been waiting, you know, at least all week, maybe a couple of months to get to that point. They want you to win. A lot of times, even, you know, a modest performance is a win. You know, and I can't think I've ever had one of those, but I'm being funny, but you know, that's probably the one thing that people don't know about me is that I think I'm pretty funny. Notice I didn't say I am pretty funny. Yeah.
You and Zach have so much in common.
We really do.
Zach, you and I'll have a beer after the show.
I know, right?
And hey, we'll sing together. I'll show Beth.
You will clear out the room. It's a good way to end the concert.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're so looking forward to it, man. Thank you so much for coming over here to West Texas for this. What can we expect from the show?
Well, the Basin, you know, deserves the best. You know, I've had some great concerts there. Unfortunately, the reason we're coming, you know, was induced, you know, by tragedy. But the main reason we're coming is for healing and to come be with fine folks of the great state of Texas. I don't think there's a better group of people. I'm flattered and honored, and I really appreciate you for giving me the chance to do the interview. Both of you, Big Zach, Beth, thank you for this. There's nothing like country music fans. There's nothing like coming together as a family in this great state.
And that is what makes you one of the best in the business, man.
Yep.
Not only are you a super, super talented performer and singer, but you've got some great character for people to follow as well. Clay Walker, thank you so much for getting up. Thanks for coming to the show, and we'll see you at the Hacienda.
Well, if I ever run for governor, you're going to be my front man.
We'll get her done.
Thank you guys. I'll see you at the show.